Next patient, initial evaluation of patient, first name, Dagobert, D-A-G-O-B-U-R-T, last name, Fingerlin, F-I-N-G-E-R-L-I-N, 512-152-90792-290.21, follow-up 1 week, doctor's order dated January 16, 2012, verified by Dr. Khwaja. Chief complaint, the 73-year-old gentleman is referred to us by primary care physician for, quote, agitated behavior, psychotropic medication review, unquote. Next paragraph, the floor staff reports patient's main issue is pain. He's allergic to codeine and PCP is limited in trying different medications, but they feel that pain is a major source of distress. At times, patient is unhappy with the treatment he's getting, being in nursing home, and becomes irritable because of that. They've not seen any psychosis. Next paragraph, patient is admitted into this facility on Zyprexa and Lexapro with the diagnosis of altered mental status, depression, and psychosis. Next paragraph, on examination, patient is unaware of getting any psychotropic medications. He admits being unhappy from the situation he is in, but very concerned about the chronic pain that he has been suffering, especially in the back for the last 6-7 years, status post-back surgery. There is mild insomnia, there is fluctuation in appetite. Patient also reports decrease in energy level. There is no psychosis. He voluntarily complained of short-term memory loss, which is progressive in nature, going on for a few years. Vital stable, psych history, depression, psychosis, question mark, medical history, abdominal pain, question mark, status post-colostomy, chronic kidney disease, altered mental status, hypertension, coronary artery disease, status post-CABG, diabetes, AFib, hyperlipidemia, social history, other married, with children, occupation, real estate agent, source of history, patient, church staff, current psychotropic medications, Zyprexa 2.5 milligrams, QHS, Lexapro 20 milligrams a day, recent change in psych meds, unknown routine in PRN medications, multivitamin, folate, Levaquin, aspirin, propranolol, diltiazem, carafate, lidoderm, patch, adverse effects, none, allergies, codeine, diagnostics, TSH, B12, electrolytes are reviewed, hygiene and dress within normal limits, mood depressed, other mild intensity, coherent affect with anomalous delusion, hallucination, and awake, alert, orientation, person, place, partial time, partial insight, fair judgment, did not check in detailed speech with the normal limits, memory, short-term impairment, attention span easily distorted, general awareness, latent content, bed bonds, skin intact, next patient name, account number, risk of himself and others, no evidence, risk assessment, remote impact of medical condition, other pain causing distress, other relevant findings, unclear why he is on Zyprexa, current clinical status, new condition, recurrence of symptoms of recent onset, clinical impression, ...73-year-old gentleman with about 5 to 6 year history of progressive memory loss, hence diagnosis of dementia. Recent onset of depression, patient is not responding to Lexapro. I will change it to Cymbalta, that might help with pain as well. In future, we will discontinue Zyprexa and discuss the possible benefits of anti-dementia medications. Patient is agreeable to trying those. Treating diagnosis 290.21 Alzheimer's dementia with depression. Treatment plan, medication Cymbalta, 60 milligram tablets, PO, QPM, indication depression, pain, modify medication, swallow DC, Lexapro, labs, check vitamin D level, end of report.